Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we're going to discuss a lot of things, but especially the drones, the orbs, TikTok, and just what's been going on in the sky and in the world. But first, I want to check in how I'm doing mentally, how I'm doing physically. Just started my period today for the month. Happy to say I've had all 12 periods this year. This one sucks. I have eaten all of my groceries for the week. I am a whale. I feel like a balloon. Like, I feel like a big bloated piece of ham. Like, I just feel like a pig. And it's a shitty feeling. If you don't have your period anymore, lucky. If you've never had a period, lucky. Squabble up. I just wanted to put this song because Kendrick Lamar sampled Debbie Deb, which is that when I hear music, it makes me dance. Hold on, we gotta put some respect on Debbie Deb's name. We can't, hold on. No, we're gonna listen to Debbie Deb. The fuck you guys know about Debbie Deb and freestyle music? Shout out to Brittany Espinosa for teaching me about freestyle music. She's from She's from King City, California. Kingman is in Arizona. But she showed me, you know, all of the staples of freestyle music. Debbie Deb, we got Stevie B, Keith Sweat. I mean, Keith Sweat's not too freestyle, but, like, you know, Stevie B especially, Debbie Deb, Connie, the girl who sings In a Dream, Raquel. Half of you are in your early 50s, late 40s, like 35 to like 50. Half of you, and the other half is like 13 to 27. It's like, what the fuck? Especially if you're from Phoenix, you know freestyle music. Like, this is like what gets us in the jam. Let me know in the poll below, if you're on Spotify, you can answer this question. Do you want me to make a playlist for the Manic Candace podcast? I know half of you probably hate the music in the background, but listen anyways. But I'll make a playlist. Just let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. I want to take this time to promote my socials. Please follow me on Instagram. I only have 41 followers on @ManicCandace. So follow me on Instagram. I post there. I interact with you guys. And it's a hub where you can message me and we can just go back and forth and have fun. And Kiki online. I'm also on Twitter @ManicCandace. So follow me on Twitter and follow me on Instagram. And you can follow me on TikTok, but we're going to talk about the band. So I don't know if it'd be worth it in the end to follow me on TikTok. Hopefully it doesn't get banned, but let's just get right into what we're going to discuss. So last episode, I opened with the Jay-Z rape allegations. Now, it has come out that some inconsistencies in the victim's story admitted by the victim. So I have a clip from NBC News. And we're going to listen to the victim. She's in her 30s now. She was allegedly assaulted as a teenager by Jay-Z and Sean Combs. But due to these story inconsistencies, and we're going to discuss the timing of her going on NBC and discussing these inconsistencies and Jay-Z's statement that he released. I'm up in the air. I'm not saying she's lying, But I'm also not convinced that she's telling the truth. So we're just going to listen to this clip from NBC News really quickly.
Tonight, Jay-Z fighting back against a rape accusation. His attorney filing a letter to the judge to dismiss the rape lawsuit against his client, citing an NBC News exclusive that found inconsistencies with the accuser's story.
You should always advocate for yourself.
That's the accuser who just spoke.
After our interview with a 38-year-old mother from Alabama who accuses Sean Diddy Combs and Sean Jay-Z Carter of raping her when she was 13 years old, she asked us not to reveal her identity.
What made you want to come forward? Because I think that I've been quiet long enough.
She says that she went to the MTV Video Music Awards in 2000. The woman says she spoke to Combs' limo driver, who offered her a ride to an after party. She says at the party, she spoke to musician Benji Madden and his brother.
I'm talking to Benji Madden about his tattoo. It's the Last Supper.
In a statement to NBC News, a representative for the Maddens confirmed that they did not attend the 2000 VMAs and that they were on tour in the Midwest at that time. At the after party, she says she had a drink that made her feel woozy. Then she says Combs and Carter both raped her. She says she ran to a gas station where she called her father, who picked her up.
We rode home in silence. She didn't ask me what happened.
In an interview with NBC News, her father said he could not verify the claims. I feel like I would remember that, and I don't, he said. When we asked the woman about the contradictions in a phone interview on Friday, she said she stands by her statements. I have made some mistakes, she said, in remembering what happened 24 years ago. Honestly, what is the clearest is what happened to me. In a statement to NBC News, Sean Carter said, "This incident didn't happen. True justice is coming. We fight from victory, not for victory." A representative for Combs called the suit a shameless money grab.
Is any part of you scared coming out against such powerful people?
I'm scared of what could happen, but I'm more afraid of letting it eat me alive from the inside out.
Chloe Malas, NBC News.
Now, this was just a clip of the entire interview with this victim, alleged victim, on NBC. I watched the whole thing, and this woman, on her own account, revealed to the public, to NBC News, that she has autism. She's autistic. And as she speaks, you can kind of hear, I'm not trying to be offensive, she's kind of slow and not all the way there. I'm not sure if this is due to her autism or trauma or both. It makes me question a lot of things. I watch a blogger called Lovely Tea. Shout out to Lovely Tea. And she brought this up because she did cover the inconsistencies of this alleged accuser, this alleged victim. She pointed out that if her father had to go pick her up from the gas station, it would have taken him 5 hours. There and 5 hours to get back. She said in her statement in this clip that I shared with you that her father and her rode in silence, and even the father, which is hiding his identity, he came out to NBC and says he doesn't have any memory of the ride of driving. So here's my thing. Now, all this makes her sound like a liar, but she still insists that she was raped by Jay-Z and P. Diddy. So here's my thing. The timing of all this is very fishy. Jay-Z has a lot of money. Jay-Z has a lot of influence. He is like the head person of the entertainment department of the NFL. Like, he's responsible for like the halftime show, basically. What else? He has Beyonce, he has his own legacy, and now his daughter, who's making her way, you know, in the entertainment world, being exposed at 12 years old, might I add. But I digress. Immediately after these rape allegations came out, the lawsuit was filed, Jay-Z came out with a statement, and it was a knee-jerk reaction. I don't think his publicist saw the statement and approved it. I think he just wrote something and then posted it online. And we covered that in the last episode. he came out with another statement a couple days later. And that's what was covered in this NBC clip. But I think a part of me thinks something went on behind the scenes, and now she may be adding extra details that weren't there before. Maybe she's under the direction to change her story. Maybe she was given money. Maybe she was threatened. Maybe her family was threatened. Because in the first statement that Jay-Z released immediately after the lawsuit was filed, he was saying things like, she needs to reveal herself. Like, why didn't she reveal herself? Like, he was basically telling her to, like, come out. And she wasn't, like, coming out like she did on NBC. But I think he found out who she was and had a third party threaten her. Because Jay-Z is, he's not being criminally charged or pursued. It's a civil case. So he's not going to jail. He's not going to be held during the whole trial. It's not like Diddy. Diddy is criminally charged by the federal government. That's why he's in jail. And I think that it's possible that Jay-Z intimidated her, intimidated the dad, to the point where they're backtracking and it looks like she's lying. You know, two things can be true at once. And it's really scary to think that this is even a possibility based off how much power, how much money Jay-Z has. So there is that. So is he guilty? Even if he was, would he ever let that information go public? I don't think so. I do not think so. So, have you guys heard of this OnlyFans model who slept with 100 men in 24 hours? Her name is Lily Phillips. Have you heard of her? Have you seen her story on your timeline on Twitter? Have you seen clips of her on YouTube? Have you seen her expressing her regret? We're going to listen to this clip here by Lily Phillips. It's a piece of a documentary made by Josh Peters. She's covering the realities of the OnlyFans model world. So we're going to listen to this clip. She slept with 100 of her fans in 24 hours. She gave them each 2 to 5 minutes to fuck her. They came on her and in her. And now she regrets it. She did this on the first week of December, the week of December 7th. And as of 2 days ago, she's come out and said that she regrets it. So actually 5 days. So let's listen to her cry boohoo tears. I don't feel bad for her at all.
For the weak girls, if I'm honest. It's not for the weak girls, if I'm honest. It was hard.
She has an accent. She's from London or like somewhere out in the UK. Shout out to the UK. But she has an accent. In the beginning, she says, it's not for the weak girls, I promise.
Men in a single day was not what OnlyFans model Lily Phillips expected it to be. After offering her male fans a chance to sleep with her, the 23-year-old details the not-safe-for-work experience in a recent documentary with YouTuber Josh Peters. And according to Lily, the 14-hour stunt in which she gave each man 2 to 5 minutes to do the deed was not for the weak. She admits in a video published December 7th,
"It's not for the weak, girls. If I'm honest, it was hard. I don't know if I'd recommend it.
Like, more intense than you thought it might."
Sorry. Yeah, 1 minute.
In fact, Lily had to excuse herself to cry in another room shortly after performing the feat, saying that it was definitely more intense than she thought. She can be seen getting emotional while explaining that she constantly feels pressure to give the men a good time.
I guess the interactions when, like, I'd have to stop them early and, like, you'd have to stand on business and be like, I'm so sorry, you got to go. And, like, the awkward interaction of, like, you feeling pressure to have to make them come if, like, you haven't spent enough time with them and feeling like they didn't, like, you didn't give them a good time because, like, they only got 2 minutes.
The London-based influencer adds that several men even tried guilt-tripping her into extending their time together.
Yeah, and it's hard, I think, having the interactions with them when they're like, what, you're not going to make me finish, I've come all this way, like, kind of, like, guilt-tripping me a little bit. I think sometimes, like, feeling so, like, robotic. Like, by the, I think, like, the 30th, you know, like, when we're getting on a bit, I've got, like, a routine of, like, how we're going to do this, and, like, it just... Sometimes you'd like disassociate and be like, you know, like it's not like normal at all.
And while her room was littered with condoms at the end of the night, Lily recounts how she's feeling both physically and mentally by the end.
Surprisingly, downstairs is not really sore.
Okay.
It's more just tired.
And this isn't the end for Lily. She revealed in a November video shared on X, last week I did 101 guys. This was just the warm up because in February, I'm going to be the first person ever to reach 4 digits of guys all in one day.
Okay, give me a second. Give me a second. I'm gonna hit this weed. Okay, back to the story. She is 23 years old and slept with over 100 men in one day. In addition to all the men that she slept with outside of these 24 hours. I don't know who needs to hear this. 2 things. Number one, what she did is not something a model does. Let's just call it what it is. These women are prostitutes. These OnlyFans models who have sex online, who meet up with their clients in person. These women who say they are sugar babies and they don't have to. This is something different than OnlyFans models, but it's this culture of getting away with acts without calling it prostitution when it is prostitution. Taking money for sexual acts, for sexual deeds, taking money in exchange for providing sexual gratification, that is prostitution. And it is so ingrained in American society, it is disgusting. It is so ingrained all around the world, it is disgusting, but especially in like English-speaking countries, Romania, Amsterdam, now the U.S. You got things like the Bunny Ranch in Vegas where it's legal prostitution on certain areas. It's, you go online and if you have to pay to view or if you have to pay to play, if you have to pay period to come, you are engaging in prostitution. If you provide content that, like pornography, It's prostitution. They're getting paid to meet up and have sex with each other. It's prostitution. I will not argue with anyone about it because it is what it is. And I'm sick of people putting band-aids over it, trying to make themselves feel better. Oh, I'm a sex worker. I'm a dominatrix. I am an escort. What else did girls say? I'm a sugar baby. These are all words that mean prostitute. What she did, I hope she got a lot of money from this, by the way, but what she did was she sold herself short in 14 hours. Let's do the math. In 14 hours, she slept with 100 men. So 14 times 60. She gave each guy 8 minutes and a little under 30 seconds to fuck and to come and to be satisfied and to, you know, pay her and keep that subscription and invite your friends, share with everybody. You get the gist. God, I hope she's charging like premium price per view to view this nonsense. Even like within the first view, people are already screen recording and taking pictures of it and putting it on Reddit so people can view it for free. So at the end of the day, was what she did worth it monetarily? Absolutely not. I don't care how much she got paid, because she said that she only remembers 5 to 10%, literally. She only remembers 5 to 10% because the rest of the time she was disassociating. She said, this is not normal sex at all. Hello. You know, what I think OnlyFans has done is make women believe that they can, and porn, and this whole like sexual empowerment movement, they've made women believe that they can sleep with men without any emotional consequences. We're not like men. And even some men can't sleep with multiple partners and just not get feelings. Not everyone is built like that, especially women. Especially women on OnlyFans. They act like it. You want to know how I know? Because immediately after the last guy left and the cameras were rolling in her face, she started crying. Like a little bitch. Like this wasn't her whole idea. Like she didn't just do it. And disassociate literally the whole, probably like 13 out of the 14 hours she was with these men. And how could you feel like a man, truly, when you're in line twiddling your shoelaces and your thumbs? And like, I'm glad I'm not a man, because some men are so obsessed with coming. They're so obsessed with sex. They're so deprived that they're willing to wait in line to be number 70, number 85, number 91 of... Like, don't you feel disgusting as a man? Probably not. I will never understand. But I'm Lily Phillips, she wants to do this again in February, but with 1,000 men. She said it herself. And, you know, the camera panned to her face after the 100th man left her room. First of all, her voice sounded like she had contracted mono. She sounded like she had a sore throat. And I'm sure her throat was sore with all that sucking. And I hope she sucked everyone off with the condom, because that's just disgusting. You know, there's no doctor on site. How do you know you don't contract something live? What if you contracted something at guy number 25 and gave it to the next 75 guys? Now you got 75 guys possibly burning. And they go sleep with one woman. So now that's 150 people possibly burning. They sleep with one other person. That's 300 people possibly burning. And on and on and on and on and on. From this one bitch. Was it harsh for me to call her a bitch? Yeah, but she wants to be a bitch. This is what bitches do. Is sleep with men and like 100 men in a day. Like shit like this. She wants to carry herself like a bitch. And she's got blue eyes, blonde hair, white woman. And we're supposed to all feel sorry for her now that she regrets what she did. It took her about 9 days for her to come out and be like, I slept with 100 men in 14 hours. Feel bad for me. No. Even though her frontal lobe is not fully developed because she's 23, she knew better. She could have stopped it after she started disassociating after the 5th guy, 10th guy, when she started looking at the ceiling instead of who's right in front of her in her body. She could have stopped it anytime she wanted to, but she expressed that she felt guilt, and she expressed that men were telling her things like, oh, you promised me 5 minutes. I've only been here in 2. First of all, if you come in 2 minutes instead of 5, that's your fault. Like, And she doesn't owe these men a thing. And if you are a type of man that likes to sleep with prostitutes, you like to trick off, newsflash, these women don't owe you their bodies just because you pay for it. It doesn't really work like that. She could take the money and run if she fucking wanted to. Just because you pay for someone's body doesn't make the body yours for 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Men who sleep with women and pay for it, they view women as objects. You're not an object, Lily. You're a human being, and you should act like it. Seems like the whole world has forgotten about our hero, Luigi Mangione, who is accused of shooting the CEO, the former CEO of United Healthcare, who is now dead, and replaced seemingly overnight with a new CEO of United Healthcare, who is telling their employees to not say anything negative in the media or on social media, telling the employees it's business as usual. So deny, defend, depose. I digress. It should be deny, defend, digress. So everyone forgot about Luigi, but, you know, Luigi, I wish you the best. I wish you well. I wish you well. And I really mean that. I really do. I hope your lawyer can get you off. I think everyone forgot about Luigi Mangione because if you haven't been paying attention, at least on TikTok, you know, there are drones. Not just one drone, not in just one area. There are seemingly hundreds, maybe thousands of drones in the sky. They started in New Jersey, made its way to New York, down to Atlanta, Maryland, Connecticut, like all in the east, upper east coast, that area. There was a video taken in Phoenix a couple nights ago, early in the AM. And the FBI, the military, the Pentagon, the president, no one in the federal government is telling, like, the state leaders what's going on. So you got the citizens concerned, and they're it's federally illegal to shoot down drones. So, you know, none of us, even though we're armed, we're not shooting at them, even though they've been here since Thanksgiving. They're increasing in number. They're coming close to the ground. They're spraying things in the air. They're only out at night. And no one in the federal government seems to want to comment on what they are or admit that they know whose drones these are. Like, if there are enemies, they would have been shot down. And I want you guys to hear what President Trump has to say, or President-elect Trump has to say, about these uptake in drones.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? And it seems like the American people have a big distance.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster.
We should know.
Now, when you don't say anything, when you don't tell the truth, when you're not being forward with the American people are left to speculate. And you got some people in TikTok comments on these videos of the drones in the sky and the orbs. We haven't touched too much on the orbs yet, but there are orbs that are huge that seem to be in opposition with these drones. Some people believe that these drones and these orbs are actually from the heavens, like from God, like angels, like archangels, the watchers, they call them. I don't believe this because I have to be careful in being triggered by worldwide events because of my bipolar. You know, it sucks because it's like, let's say it is true that these orbs are angels. I can't believe that. Even if there's evidence in front of me, I can't believe it because I can't let my mind wander into a dangerous zone and end up in spiritual psychosis again. Okay? I got to keep myself in check. But what if they're not angels? These orbs seem to be made of plasma. Now, I didn't know that plasma was the most abundant life form in the universe. We're carbon based, you know. I didn't know that plasma, there's things called plasmoids, and they're made from plasma and they can harness energy. These orbs in the sky seem to be intelligent. They seem to be responding to communication. They seem to know that they're being recorded. And I saw an orb shoot down a drone on a video that this resident from Phoenix made and posted on TikTok. You know, you got to be really careful when you're looking at videos of supposed UFOs online, because there has been since a little before Thanksgiving, there has been this like kick in like aliens and alien technology and like the possibility that they're already here in the news by a hearing in Congress. And I don't, like I said, I have to be careful about what I believe, but I'm playing devil's advocate through and through all these headlines and through this timeline at the end of the year of aliens exist and they're in our ocean, to these orbs that are plasma. Like, these orbs are like seemingly going in and out of thin air, changing colors and moving at a rapid rate, faster than these drones. And it, like I said, it seems like these drones are in opposition with these orbs. Like, I saw the video, the orb shot the drone down. These drones look man-made. And I believe these drones are US drones. And I also believe that we as a country, like our military, they don't know what these drones are. And that's why they're in opposition with it. That's why one got shot down. If they, if they start shooting at these drones, at these orbs, we don't know what could possibly happen in retaliation. So that would be dangerous. So that makes sense why they're not shooting at them. They seem to be spraying this dust that may avert them in a way. But I don't think we know what these drones are or where they're from. And I don't believe that any country, even us, has this type of plasmoid-based technology. I don't believe we're that advanced yet. I believe we could, but I don't think we're there yet. To go in and out of air, thin air, to seemingly go in and out of thin air, to travel almost at the speed of light, or faster than the speed of light. Like, who knows where these fucking orbs are from? They seem to be going in and out of thin air. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. If you don't have TikTok, go on it. If you have TikTok, go look at the Phoenix footage of the drones. And the orbs. Pay attention to the orbs. Because there's another rumor going around about what these drones are doing or what they're looking for. They're saying, and what I mean they, I mean like the news and like people on TikTok who like read CIA documents and make it their whole life to investigate the government. But anyways, there are rumors that there's a nuclear weapon somewhere in the U.S. that is not American, that is disassembled, possibly, to be reassembled, possibly, in an area like New York, like New Jersey, anywhere populated and near and dear to us, that it could be reassembled, possibly, and then detonated, possibly. That is scary. And that is like the most realistic explanation, other than angels, other than God coming back, other than aliens coming to visit our planet, is that a nuclear weapon has entered the U.S. and we don't know where it is. And that's why all these drones are looking for, like, evidence of it, because they're detecting high levels of radiation, like very, very high levels of radiation out near New Jersey and where these drones have been seen. But that doesn't explain the orbs and the orbs shooting down the drones. That doesn't explain that. So what's going on? What's going on? You know, be vigilant, everybody. Be up to date. Be aware. And be a skeptic. Because this is the strange world that we live in. I just want to say thank you for listening to the Manic Candace podcast. But look up in the sky and tell me, have you seen anything unusual? Have you seen an orb? Have you seen a drone? Have you seen these two interact? Let me know in the comments if you're on Spotify. And this is why I want to talk to you guys on social media. So follow me on Instagram at Manic Candace. Follow me on Twitter at Manic Candace. And tell me what you think. What do you think's going on? And be as off the wall as you want to, because this is fun to discuss possibilities and remaining grounded in reality, right? We can speculate things without being crazy. We can sound crazy without actually being crazy. But that's my job. Thank you for listening to the Manic Candace podcast. This is Candace with discussions about aliens, orbs, hoes on OnlyFans, Luigi Mangione, and Jay-Z. Thank you for listening, and I bid you adieu, my friend. Bye.